Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today is the first episode with Brother Sean. Brother Sean serves at Oakview Baptist Church in High Point area. Hello, Brother Sean. How are you?
Good. I am fine. Thank you. What a blessing to have you here.
Thank you so much for your time to do this podcast. I'm so excited to get to know you.
Absolutely, yes.
Today is the first episode, so we're going to do some personal story.
Sure.
I have some questions for you.
Yes.
The first question is about your family. Can you tell us about your family, your parents, your wife, and your children?
Sure. Well, again, my name is Sean. I am a Khmer, and I was born in Laos, and my parents died when I was 2 months old, and that was during the war in 1966. And later on, we moved down and to the middle of Laos, and I was raised by my grandparents. And after that, me personally moved to U.S. and got settled here and got married. And we have three boys, and James, who's 22, 23 now, and Quincy's is 9, and Aston's is 5. Mm-hmm. So Lee and I were so blessed, to have these three boys in our family.
Mm. That's great. Now, how did you become a follower of Jesus?
Well, I met Jesus Christ when I was in the camp, but not really accepting him, later on down the road. And then, when I got in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. Oklahoma City, then that's when I accepted him as my Lord and Savior.
Mm. Wow. So you accepted Jesus, not in Laos, but in...
In U.S., yes.
In the United
yes.
States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So was it a church?
Yes, I was attending church. While I was in high school, my freshman high school, I didn't speak any English at all at the time. And one of the pastor's younger brother, who is in my class, and keep telling me about Jesus every single day. Mm-hmm. And so I got tired of him, and I asked him, I said, what can I do? He said, come to church with me. So I went to church with him, and so he can be quiet about God. And then later on, when a pastor, who is a Dr. Boone, who is at Trinity Baptist Church, Oklahoma City, and preaching on John 3:16 and Ephesians 2:8-9, and talk about God so loved the world, and then you saved by grace, and then it's touched my heart. So one day, and then after his sermon, I was just sitting there, and then he asked me, "Are you going home?" I said, "No, I want to get to know this God." Mm-hmm. So he took me to his office, took me up there to his office, and he prayed for me and accept the Lord. And at that moment, I realized and I feel and see and hears and all my family back home. Mm-hmm. Just like my grandmother, my aunts and uncles, I can pictures and then see them all. Mm-hmm. And then deep in my heart, I want them to know this is true God that mm-hmm. I believe. Mm-hmm. I want them to face the same experience as I did.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So what is God's calling for your life?
Well, God is calling us into ministry. Go back to that same story. When I look back, the Khmer peoples, the one who believe in animism, mm-hmm. not the Buddha, not the Christian, not God, but they believe in ancestor spirit. Mm-hmm. God is calling me to go back and reach out to these people. Mm-hmm. God want me to share the same experience that I was, mm-hmm. When I met Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. God want to, get them back to his kingdom. Just like he got me on here, mm-hmm. With him.
Mm-hmm. How many languages do you speak?
Well, I speak several different languages. I speak a little bit of English and a little bit of Laos and Thai, and Khmer is my mainly primary. And I can understand Chinese and Vietnamese, mm-hmm. This is the language that I pretty much know. But my primary, number one is Khmer.
Oh, that's great. So God has already prepared you to be a global citizen to go to Asia to preach the gospel in their language.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Now, do you have life verse?
Yes, I do. Psalm 46:10. Mm-hmm. God said, "Be still, know I am God. I will be exalted among the nation. I will be exalted in the earth. So when I look at that passage, you know, God's in control no matter where you are. In geography, no matter in you in Laos, in Thai, in, you know, Korea, US, it doesn't matter where you are. God's in control because He's in everywhere. Mm-hmm. When, you know, when He's talking about be still, know I'm God. You know, sometimes we are so busy with life, so busy with other things, with family, children, but we don't have time for God. Mm-hmm. You know, God said just be still and know. You know, if you just pause a second or listen a minute, mm-hmm. and you will hear and you will see, you know, how mighty God will speak to your heart.
Amen. That's great. Who is the biggest influence in your life?
Well, you know, I mentioned about my pastor, you know, Dr. Boone, the one who is a big influence in my life. He's the one who led me to the Lord. And, you know, when I look at him and, you know, as a, my role model, you know, the life that he lived. And, you know, he lived his life to please God, not to please human being. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, as one of my good friend, you know, at treating them as my brother, who's a Khmer missionary in Thailand, mm-hmm. Pastor Siwon Chans, who lived there. And I look at these two men as my role model, the way they live their life, the way they draw themselves close to God each day in their life. You know, that's who they are. I'm looking, you know, up to them. Mm-hmm.
You lived in Laos and you lived in the United States for, yes, a long time. What would be the biggest difference between living in Laos and living in the United States?
Well, in Laos, you know, one was the poorest country in Southeast Asia, mm-hmm. I believe. And also, you know, the lifestyle in Laos, you know, not only that, but if you look at majority in Laos, it's a Buddhist country, and it's just animism among the Khmer people, and, you know, in lifestyle, and plus on top of that, you know, poverty in Laos is challenging, mm-hmm. you know, but here in U.S. you have everything you need, mm-hmm. yeah, everything you want, mm-hmm. you know, and I know need and want is kind of different, but, you know, most people here desire what I want, mm-hmm. you know, you can have a nice car, you can have nice homes, and everything, lifestyle is completely different, mm-hmm. it's just like 360 degree, mm-hmm. and the turn, mm-hmm. you know, you can imagine, you know, how this, the life over there and over here is completely different.
Yeah, most people would move from the poorer condition to the better condition.
Right.
And then when they go to better condition, they want to go to the better places.
Right.
But in your case, you're living in here in the United States with everything that you want, but you're going back to the older the place, maybe less accessible places. What made you to decide to do that?
Well, when I look back in my life, you know, each step of my life, you know, how God was take care of me, how God was spare my life in each step until I reach here. You know, I came from the poorest family deep in the jungle, mm-hmm. and up here, you know, I live like a king. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a nice home, I have a nice car, I have nice families, and everything that I want is here. Mm-hmm. But when I look at, you know, how God, mm-hmm. when I say about God, Jesus, you know, He lived up there in, you know, in heaven. Mm-hmm. He's the King of Kings, the God of God. He have mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. But why did He come down here on earth, get on the cross, died on the cross just for you and I? You know, when I look at my life, you know, I want to look at God as my role, my biggest role model beside these two men. Mm-hmm. And I want to do same thing what God did, but I'm not God. You know, God gave His life to us. But here, I want to go back and help my folks, mm. you know, to go to, you know, come back to God's kingdom, mm. you know, to receive eternal life as I do. Mm. That's why I'm willing to give up everything here and just for, you know, serving God because how God spared me. If wouldn't God spare my life, I wouldn't be here.
Mm. Wow. So God is the most definite role.
Yes.
Because He is missionary God.
Yes.
Amen. That's great. Now, you said you lived in the United States for 36 years.
Yes.
Long enough to know about the immigration history mm-hmm. of Laotian. So can you tell us about some Laotian, a brief history of Laotian immigration?
Yes.
Here in the area?
Well, when you look at Laos, Laos is a very poor country, you know, and a lot of people seek for opportunities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a better life, you know, and then we have moved, you know, in this about 40, 45, 50 years ago, you know, when, you know, a Communist Party have occupied Laos and kind of force, you know, the Laotian who seek for opportunities to leave, it kind of give, you know, open door, crack door open for us, you know, to come over here and have a better education, have a better life, have a, you know, and everything's in here. That's how the history of Laos is, you know, turned into, you know, to U.S., you know, and then because a lot of people that want a better life, better education, you know, a better for future for their children as well. Mm-hmm. You know, that is how we were brought here about 40, 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, I'm sure you mentioned about this already, but what are you most passionate about?
Well, I am really, you know, I love my Kamut people. Mm-hmm. I love my language. I love my cultures. And number one, I love my God. Mm. You know, God put this compassion in my heart to go back and reach out to the Kamut people. Mm-hmm. You know, I cannot help God because God don't need my help. Mm-hmm. I am just a tool that God will use me. I hope God will continue to use me to reach out to these people, mm-hmm. you know, to be a speaker, you know, for God's word to the Kamut people so they can turn themselves back to God. Mm-hmm. Because we all God's children. It doesn't matter you are a believer or not, because we are created by God's image mm-hmm. from the beginning. It doesn't matter who you are. We are children of God. But the way we live is you want to live as a God's child or you want to live as other people's child. Mm-hmm. You know, and but we are, you know, God's children. Mm-hmm. So that's why God placed this compassion in my heart to reach back to my Kamut people.
Mm-hmm. I have a last question. As a leader, how do you discipline yourself to be a better leader?
Well, you know, my Bible is my biggest role model, or the one who actually accomplished, or what do you call them? As my big accomplishment mm-hmm. in my life is the Bible, that whose I look into the Bible as is my guideline, as my life ruler, mm-hmm. you know. Because this only God's word is only the true, and you know the truth about God. You know, Bible is God's testimony mm-hmm. that it helped me to understand. And when I look at God's word, when I read God's word, that's only way that to make me the right person. Mm-hmm. You know, in God's sight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sitting at Sean's devotion table, and I see that he is using 5 Bibles.
Right.
Now, do you have any reason using 5 Bibles instead of
Sure,
5?
Yes. And my mainly is a New King James Version Bible. You know, that is my main course of study. You know, every morning I have a morning devotion. You know, every time when I read a 4 or 5 chapter each day. I have to use this 5 Bible because, you know, I have New King James Version. I have my a New American Standard, I have the NIV, and also I have the Thai language, I have the Lao language, so I can look and compare mm-hmm. what each translation said about, let's say, about John 3:16. You know, what is it a New King James Version or King James Version say about John 3:16? In particular words, in the particular passage that each translation they have, you know, in different words in it. You know, sometimes like, you know, in Laos or in Thai language, it kind of say a different way. But in the meaning of it, is it mean the same mean? But sometimes, you know, if we don't look it carefully, and me personally, you know, we can take that out of the context and then, you know, it can mean something else. Mm-hmm. That's why I like to have this 5 Bible to make sure I am on the right track to make sure that God's speaking to me. You know, the Holy Spirit is there with me to understand what he's telling me on this particular passage.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Sean. And then I will see you in the next episode to know more about your current ministry.
Thank you.
Thank you.